This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, I got something bad to say about Donald Trump. Back in 2015, he twice said nice things about Oprah and said she might be a running mate. But that shows Trump since learned more about her. She's up there demonizing him, attacking him, only got into a few minutes of her disgusting speech that we're breaking down and analyzing, because this isn't entertainment. This is political stuff they're involved in. But I've tweeted at Real Alex Jones on Twitter. Please retweet it. Oprah reportedly enabled one of the most powerful, disgusting men in Hollywood. And I want to retweet that again with the photos yet again. Hitting her even harder. I mean, reportedly, she brought women to Weinstein. Here's the headline. British actor says Weinstein used Oprah as bait for sex. And the headline is, evidence mounts that Oprah Winfrey is a operative and ally of Weinstein. From top actresses saying that Weinstein used Oprah as bait for sex, to photos of Oprah in public sticking her tongue in his ear. This is our presidential material that's going to lecture us all day about men being evil in general. She is a actress. She is a front. She reads off a script. Do you understand? But see the disgusting photo of her sticking her disgusting tongue in his disgusting ear. Rather stick my tongue in a toilet. Public toilet. Literally. Seriously. We should have like a poll on Twitter. Would you rather stick your tongue in a public toilet? Would you rather stick your tongue on a doorknob at a bus station? Would you rather stick your tongue in Harvey Weinstein's ear? Or would you rather stick your tongue, into a dead dog on the side of the road? I mean, I'm seriously. This is disgusting, people. They're all into being disgusting. It's what it's all about. All that worshiping is evilness. So he makes the women look at him when he showers and like rolls fat and goes, don't you like it? The women are like, bleh. And what he wants is to horrify, come in there. And then he doesn't like them enjoying it. It's about, talk about sick. And kind of channel it a little bit, can't you? Just take one look at Harvey Weinstein. And just like, I mean, that is a perv par excellence. Let's hear some more from Oprah Winfrey. Here it is. At the Golden Globes, up there pontificating about the women and how she is the defender. I just care about you all. Here it is.
The military. And there's someone else. Reese Taylor. A name I know and I think you should know too. Oh. In 1944, Reese Taylor was a young wife and a mother. She was just walking home from a church service. She'd attended in Abbeville, Alabama, when she was abducted by six armed white men.
Let's pause again. You notice every day buried in the news, there are white people being abducted, killed, murdered, tortured by racist black people, and the media tries to cover it up. So she gets in a time machine to go back to something that's terrible as well, to come out and inflict and say, white men killed the black lady. Just stick a knife in the wound, put some salt in, and that's all she does. It's so easy, and it's so trans. But she's the angel. She's the good person. Let's continue.
Blindfolded by the side of the road, coming home from church.
Pause again. Blindfolded by the side of the road, coming home from church. Would you talk about all the whites blindfolded, killed, murdered? But see, they're not human. They don't deserve it unless they're one of these peacocks. But you're not even a black racist lady. This is your cover. You're a race controller. You are a Nazi. You are part of an admitted cult. You are part of the Rockefeller group to carry out eugenics. It's mainstream news. I covered it earlier. But then you bring in retail racism where now all the actresses and folks go, so everybody watches this at home. And then literally we're back in the 50s or whatever, the 40s, and some black lady getting killed by some thugs. Hope they go to hell, whatever. But the point is, it's all just on and on and on and on and on. And then now the women of the day say, you're all that victim. But don't worry, she'll lead you. She'll lead you. She'll lead you. Don't have a man. Don't have a family. She'll lead you. She's going to have a man. She's going to have a family, but you're not. You're not.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
If you're just now joining us, ladies and gentlemen, Oprah Winfrey has engaged in a race-baiting class warfare, 6.5-minute extravaganza at the Golden Globes Hollywood Self-Congratulatory Society. And in this event, she didn't criticize any Islamicists oppressing women. She didn't criticize communist regimes oppressing women. She dredged up tragic events from the 1940s and 50s of white men killing black people and then basically said, see, whites are devils and all men are devils, but never said a word about her good buddy Harvey Weinstein, that women report that he would use as bait. Infowars.com, British actor says Weinstein used Oprah as bait for sex. Oprah duped her into thinking Weinstein could help her career, actress says. And then we have the bizarre photo that we've tweeted out at Real Alex Jones of Oprah Winfrey sticking her tongue in his ear at another award ceremony in 2014. And you can go to the news article. I mean, it's a real photo. Again, she doesn't criticize him as a modern-day story. She says the courage of women and then makes it look like it's only men hurting women in history, as if men and women aren't the same species. She didn't go, look at the Young Turks, Cenk Uygur, or however you say his name, saying women are genetically inferior and have problems, even though women have an extra chromosome and another set of DNA and a mitochondria and blah, blah, blah. You could actually say that men are genetically deficient because men are split off out of the species that is women. But she doesn't tell women the big secret that they are the species. She comes and tells them, don't have kids, don't have men, kill the species. She runs a women's group where they pledge not to have children. For the Earth, this is what she pushes through the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute, through the Cold Springs Harbor facility with Bill and Melinda Gates. That's what it is. I have the articles, mainstream news, where she pushes a worldwide depopulation agenda. Billionaires tried to shrink world's population, AP, and at the head of it, Oprah Winfrey, she's the face for Africa. So the Africans will think it's good when she comes and tells them that they can't have cars or air conditioning just like Obama told them. But that would actually lower their population to 2 people replacement rate. It's actually lower than that when you industrialize any group of people. So the answer overpopulation, if you believe the metric in all cases, and it is overpopulated in some areas, would be industrialization. But that's been blocked because you don't want to give people civilization. You want to control them. You want to manage the crisis that you exacerbate and that you make even worse. Truly sick. Did she say, there's Meryl Streep, who praises Roman Polanski and says he should be able to get away with raping a 13-year-old girl anally. No. And will the media call her out for defending Weinstein and not criticizing him? The answer is no. But if we get this information out, Oprah Winfrey will never be president. The job is every woman you know being suckered by her. Show her the news articles. Show her this video. Show her the history and understand what a pig she is. Good luck, lady, getting away with your Weinstein relationship and all the rest of your behavior, lady. Good luck. But she's just designed to push this whole Me Too movement and act like Trump's the abuser of women and not Hollywood that she is a front person for. Now, joining us is a best-selling author and researcher, Michael Malice, michaelmalice.com. He grew up behind the Iron Curtain, so he understands the tyranny of collectivism. He's at Twitter, at Michael Malice. He's written Dear Reader, Kim Jong-il, and he's been over there and researched it. I've read the book, very powerful. But the reason he's here is we're told Trump's mentally ill when Kim Jong-un said a few weeks ago, I have the nuclear button on my desk, and I am preparing to preemptively blow the U.S. up. Well, the U.S. could actually nuke him at that point for making another threat, pointing a gun at somebody and saying, I'm going to pull the trigger. Well, even if you're not intending to, I have a right to pull mine and take you out before you do. You have the weapon. You've made the threat. You've tested it. You're pointing it at me. Okay. I'm clear and present danger. So, I can defend myself. But Trump just said, we have a bigger button and it works. Saying, hey, we're ready to stand up against you. That is a very measured statement. They say the president's mentally ill, an idiot, a buffoon. A top real estate mogul, top golf course mogul, top TV guy, the biggest in reality TV history. Genetically, you look at somebody, he's successful, he's what, four or five kids? So, he runs for president the first time and wins against all the odds, and they call the president a loser and mentally ill. Well, then I want to be mentally ill, too. Then Trump said, you know, I think it's kind of genius that I ran and I've done all these things. I think that's genius. Well, success is the mark of intelligence, okay? And navigating all this, I mean, I don't want to call myself a genius, but if they're calling me mentally ill or saying I have Alzheimer's, the antidote isn't to say, oh, I'm really doing a great job. My mind's all there. No, Trump knows you go to the other extreme and say, I'm a genius. Well, I think it is genius how he's defeated the mainstream media, the globalists, how he's brought the economy back with the people's help, how he's turned all of their attacks against him. Michael Malice, I mean, this is not a worship Trump fest, as everybody knows. I've been critical on him on letting Sessions go on this anti-marijuana jihad while the opiates kill everybody, and I don't like going back on the Afghan deal and a few other things. But overall, it's almost messianic what he's done in less than 1 year. I want to get into North Korea, but just, you know, as a political analyst and writer and researcher and a pundit on Fox News, you name it, it's almost embarrassing how much I want to gush over Trump, but, I'm gushing over the truth here. Or do you disagree?
Well, what I'm excited about as someone who has spent a lot of time trolling on Twitter is that he announced that he's going to have awards for the most dishonest people in media. I mean, this is kind of unprecedented. In a way, he's innovating how presidents communicate with the population, which is something FDR did back with the fireside chats back in the day. And the press is going crazy because people like you and many citizen journalists don't need the media. They are bypassing them, and they're getting their messages directly. The guy from Univision, I'm blanking on his name, Jorge Ramos, he recently said in an interview, he's like, I hate Twitter because now people insult me every day and call me names. It's like, yeah, back in the day, you can sit on your high horse and condemn people and mock Americans who don't agree with you. And this is from both sides to some extent. And now they're saying, no, you're the idiot, you're the jerk, you shouldn't be talking down to us, and they don't know what to do with themselves. I mean, it's like kind of when I was in university and had all these college professors who were way older than now, and I, you know, had my fun putting them in their place, they couldn't handle it because they had their tenure and they don't have to answer to anyone. And that's not the American way. I mean, one of the great things about this country is everyone is held accountable. You don't have this kind of caste system where people are above the commoners and never have to respond. This is exactly what we were fighting against.
Well, as you know, Edward Bernays, the modern father of propaganda, he changed the name from Department of War to Department of Defense. He ran the whole modern feminist movement to get women to smoke cigarettes. That's all declassified, saying it's feminist to smoke cigarettes because women didn't smoke them before, and so hundreds of millions have died because of that being trendy. But he created the modern award shows, as you know, going back to the 20s and 30s, to make politicians look like Hollywood and Hollywood look like politicians, to then give each other awards and literally grandstand. So the fact that Trump's turning it around, their award shows, making it a roast to make fun of them, it's going to have bigger ratings than the Oscars. They postponed it, as you know, yesterday from today to the 17th, so that it has time to build up. And it's just pure genius how he's taking the narrative away. So is it not pure genius? As I mean, that is genius.
Well, it's just amazing to me how these women who think that putting on a black dress just like everybody else are being brave in front of cameras, when what would have been brave is if they had said something back in the day behind closed doors and done something about it. And what's really funny to me is, you know, Alex, you get often attacked. People want to discredit you as a conspiracy theorist. There was a conspiracy to defend Harvey Weinstein. There was a conspiracy to defend Danny Masterson and Kevin Spacey and many of these others. This was an active movement in Hollywood to keep these people protected, and now it's been exposed.
That's right. Here it is. British actress says Weinstein used Oprah as bait for sex. Oprah duped her into thinking Weinstein would help her career, says actresses, and now more are coming forward. She would bring little flies to the spider when she wasn't sticking her tongue down his.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, Michael Malice is a best-selling author, researcher, journalist, expert on authoritarianism. He's written the best-selling book on North Korea, and that's why I originally wanted to get him on. And I'm not, again, trying to pontificate on Trump, but saying he's addled and an idiot when he has more energy than most 25-year-old men and is super smart in my conversations with him. I can't believe how smooth he is, how he finishes my sentences. You think I'm obnoxious interrupting people. Trump can, like, guess what you're about to say. And then they're saying he has Alzheimer's. And why not say, hey, nobody's been able to get North Korea in decades. Not just 2 years, 2 years since the hotline, but decades since they said, let's have real talks with the South. By Trump not playing along like the Clintons did and everybody, he's brought them to the table. That is genius. So again, Michael Malice, author of The Dear Reader about North Korea, give us your expert take on where we are right now and the chances for war over there.
Well, let's go back to you and I, Alex, are old enough to remember Reagan. Remember when Reagan was going to be sworn in? He's this crazy cowboy and Soviet Union's going to nuke us. And, you know, there are all these new age songs that we dance to about mushroom clouds and we're all going to be living under radioactive fallout. That's not what happened. You remember perfectly well, both Reagan and Gorbachev committed to peace, and the Soviet Union fell peacefully without a shot being fired in 1989 through 91, and this was the greatest pro-liberty thing that happened in our lifetime. And yet, you know, if you listen to them in 1980 and 81, it would have been, you know, literally the world was going to end. We heard this constantly. How many books were published? The coming nuclear holocaust and so on and so forth. Now, we remember very clearly in last summer, North Korea said they were going to nuke Guam. Last I checked, Guam is still here. Now, North Korea people admit very clearly that it's a country like no other. If you want to be boorish about it, you can call it a freak show, or you could call it an outlier if you want to be fancy about it. The point is, there's no other country like it. There's no other country as bad as North Korea. So the idea that we should be speaking to them the way we would speak to our friends, the UK, or to our rivals, Russia, it doesn't necessarily hold true. That's kind of a non sequitur. The idea, I would say, is talking to them like any other country, it's not intuitive that that would work at all. And in fact, when you have a country that's blatantly saying explicitly, we're going to nuke America, that our organic response should be, thank you, sir, may I have another, that doesn't follow either. Not even Saddam Hussein was threatening to nuke us.
That's right. And let me ask you this then. I mean, Trump has had to basically get it lined up where it looked like war was about to happen. And they've definitely got the assets in place.
Let me just say one more point. Sorry to interrupt you, Alex. When he had that tweet about North Korea has a bomb, a button, and I have a bigger, more effective button, and everyone's clutching at their pearls, does anyone think North Korea didn't realize that we have a bigger nuclear arsenal with them? Does anyone think that Kim Jong-un isn't painfully aware that we can destroy North Korea? They know this perfectly. They talk about it in their literature all the time. They're not stupid. They're a very, very evil country. But there's no country on earth that isn't aware that we have the world's largest nuclear arsenal. This is not a secret.
Well, that was actually my next question. Is studying North Korea, who really runs it, and why are they so evil? Why are they so selfish? Why don't they just reform? What is wrong with them?
Well, if you, I talk about this heavily in my book. If you look at these countries, Libya is a great example, Iraq, and several others. When the countries liberalized, Romania was the example Kim Jong-il himself used. When these countries liberalized, very often the people at the top are shot, and with good reason. You look at Gaddafi, he was sodomized to death. Saddam Hussein was hung. And Libya had a nascent nuclear program. They agreed to give it up. And what happened is right now you have slavery there. So North Korea very quickly realizes the best defense is a good offense. Kim Jong-il said he wants to turn the country into a hedgehog, meaning one with nuclear missile spines pointing in every direction. And if you think about it, how much easier, I don't think they would have been running their mouths to this point if they didn't have nukes or at least some very, very strong weaponry. Something would have happened to him. So they are very conniving in their hold on power. They're very interested in self-preservation. And unfortunately, it's at the expense of the 25 million North Korean population who are the victims in this horrible decades-long atrocity.
Don't they know the calculus has changed and that the whole strategy of patience and then the globalists using North Korea as a strategy of tension, that is coming to an end?
It is coming to an end, and they're scared. And they're clearly scared, and you see that they're reaching out to South Korea, their arch rival, in some kind of China very publicly last year, and in the recent months has been turning their backs on them. Russia, to some extent, has been turning their backs on them. You know, Putin liked the idea that North Korea could kind of be a thorn in our side, but even he's not going to be defending, concentration camps and starving children for political purposes. He's a far cry from Stalin. So North Korea has been an international embarrassment, especially for China, although they do serve a purpose, but China wants to have this dignified appearance. The Olympics, is there any bigger symbol of global cooperation that, that South Korea is having the Olympics now? This is, every country is turning their back on the North, and they don't know what to do. This is kind of uncharted territory for them, thank God. And I'm not saying this is the end of the North Korean regime, which I pray every day that it is, but if this were the end, this is what the end would look like.
And we know the strategy of letting them get better and better weapons and better and better delivery systems is what's brought us here. So that's the definition of insanity, doing the same thing over and over again, thinking you'll get a different outcome. I mean, I see what Trump's doing as the only sane thing. And now the fact that they are looking at negotiations, I think the sanctions are starting to break their back. What do you think?
Well, I mean, in the 90s, they chose to let 1 to 2 million people starve rather than let the UN in and give them food, because they said if the government isn't providing food, then the government would be superfluous. So this is a nation that is absolutely perfect in its immorality. But the fact that they're starting to remember, like last year, Donald Trump's a dotard, all these awful things about America, saber rattling, and now they're like doves. Now you talk to them, they're like Bernie Sanders. They want peace and they're sweethearts. So something has obviously changed in their calculations. The fact is they've been around for 70 years. That is not an accident. They're clearly doing something right in their evil and in their torture. And now if they're having to change, it's because they were forced to change. And I think it was a combination of Trump, China, and Japan.
Maybe Trump's not a genius. Maybe the people running things have been complete out-of-control idiots. And now, just because Trump isn't insane, that seems like it's genius.
Well, I mean, this is a tricky, tricky situation, because when you have a leadership that is content to hold its own population hostage, it's kind of like a bank robbery on a scale multiplied by a million. There's no easy answer. And you can't blame, at least I don't, Bill Clinton entirely for trying to, pacify them and bribe them. And that worked to some extent for some time. But at the end of the day, how do you get someone who has absolute power to give that up? What incentive can you give him? There's very little we can give Kim Jong-un that would make his life better. So it's only a function of making things worse for him personally, because he does not care about his population.
And he's the very caricature of a fat little spoiled, rotten, weak demon. He is just the archetype of evil, and I just feel sorry for the people. I think you describe it the best, though, Mr. Malice. They are a hostage nation of just people who don't even know what planet they're on, and that's why they're the greatest victims, people under communism. Michael Malice, the book, Dear Reader, available everywhere. Twitter, Michael Malice. Thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate you.
Thank you, Alex.
We got big breaking news, a ton of it straight ahead on the other side. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Alex J. Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
In the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
It certainly is, ladies and gentlemen. You know, I've told the great guy that does our voiceover intros, don't make it sound like I'm all high and mighty. Do the voice where it just does it dry. I've had the same guy doing them for like 18, 19 years. But then kind of like announcing it like, dun, 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 it's a big deal. We are a big deal. You're a big deal. We've changed the world. We're taking on real scum and winning. We're promoting Americana and free market and prosperity and real diversity and real community. So I guess we might as well have some intros that are like, dun, 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 dun. Because that's what Hollywood and the globalists do. They build themselves up as the biggest thing around. But it's just something in my style. I'm not like that. But I realize there's got to be a balance. Like, I should be more positive. So many people that I love and care go, man, you got to stop working sometimes and enjoy the good things in life. And I totally agree. But I can't go see a movie that isn't filled with propaganda. You can't go to a football game without there being a bunch of anti-American crap everywhere. So I don't want to be like this anymore. I don't want to be so angry. But we're getting run over here, folks. We're getting torn up. And now we're just starting to fight back, and the enemy is showing its real face. It's rearing its ugly head, and quite frankly, it's uglier than I even thought it was. But we really should celebrate not just this broadcast, but everything you've done, other people that are fighting tyranny across the country and the world, because we have come so far. And, man, just 10 years ago, people didn't know the Federal Reserve was private. Just 10 years ago, people didn't know there was really a world government they were setting up. Everything we talk about now is just mainstream news. I was reading the financial news this morning, and it's like the private corporate world government's in trouble, and many are asking if the U.S. will just absorb all those systems now, and as China jockeys for control of the world government. And I'm like reading CNBC talking about world government, just like they're talking about the price of eggs or something at the grocery store. But then I thought, is that really victory? Or is that them now trying to demystify? Okay, yeah, there's a world government, let's just not really worry about it. Nothing to... It's kind of like Caddyshack, where he's dropping plastic explosives down in the holes, and it's shaped like Mr. Squirrel, Mr. Rabbit. Hey, Mr. Gopher, nothing to worry about, plastic explosives or anything. Because that's what this is like. We're just going to sexualize your kids. Okay, the UN openly says NAMBLA's right, and sex with five-year-olds should be legal. You know, when you actually pull back from these globalists, it's unbelievable that we got to this point. And I get why I sound completely crazy. Because it is completely crazy. I mean, it's crazy that Hollywood's a bunch of devil worshippers and Satanists. It's in the L.A. Times, just came out and admitted it. It's crazy to know that George Soros wants to create weaponized marijuana that's so strong you don't mind being a slave. And the media makes a joke out of it when I've read what the government's actually put out. And you're like, wait a minute, you're for marijuana or against marijuana? I'm for decriminalization. I don't want to put everybody in jail. I don't want to put nonviolent zombies in jail. But a lot of people I know that are big marijuana smokers, they're just not all there. Some people, studies show it really helps. But the reason I bring that up is, let me cover this article. Because the minute I saw this headline, I already knew what the story was going to say, because I'd read studies about this from the 60s when they were thinking about deploying marijuana on the general public to make us passive. And you can think, well, that's a good thing. Except they're deploying it to make us passive so that we'll live in worse living conditions. So again, you read about how they treat farm animals, and you read about how the globalists operate, and then you got to understand they've got white papers for humans on what they're doing to animals. So let me cover this first. This is out of High Times magazine. Here's why scientists gave fish weed. And it goes in to say that they raise the fish, tilapia and other things, in tiny blue barrels, and that they try to kill themselves and kill others because they're living in filthy, feces-filled sludge and have hellish lives, just like a chicken. You know, they have to cut their beaks off in the factory farms, so they'll try to kill themselves with their own beaks. You know, folks, I'm not a PETA person, because they're eugenicists that want to control the whole animal rights movement. But on the other end of it, you got to have major animal rights, because we're eating this stuff that went through these hellish lives, the shrimp that's raised this way doesn't really have a big brain or anything, but it tries to kill itself as well. But these fish, they feel, and it's wrong. And but the issue is, it says they give them marijuana so that they're docile and accept living by the hundreds in small blue barrels. And so they just eat and drift to the bottom and crap on themselves. Well, Hillary called you a bunch of barista potheads in your mother's basement and said how much she hated you. Soros admittedly has gone for the whole marijuana movement, not the modern one to just legalize. He's the one that pioneered, look it up, what you now see in Pennsylvania, Michigan, Hawaii. The Ninth Circuit ruled you get a medical marijuana license for glaucoma, whatever it is. There's hundreds of great uses. It has a lot of great uses. If you're taking chemo and can't hold down food, what usually kills you is the not eating. They said, we're going to come take your guns. They send them letters. In Hawaii, they go, you got 1 week. In Pennsylvania, they said, you got 3 days. Look it up. And I tell the marijuana people this. I've been on some of the big marijuana shows, and they can't even get upset about it. Because they're all just programmed to get upset about, you know, the right wing trying to keep me away from my weed, and it's the savior of earth, and, you know, it's a religion to them. And they don't want to hear that the left is coming after them. And it makes it a lot harder to wake them up when Sessions comes out and says, we're going to overturn 20-something state laws, and we're going to arrest medical marijuana users, and we're going to, it's horrible. And it's one of the worst things Trump's done, and it's catastrophic to Trump and populism, and it's downright un-American. The cops need to be busting people on the deadly opium, and people selling heroin to kids, and people selling methamphetamine need to be thrown under the prison. We need to make marijuana something that is useful but dangerous, and the weaponized strains they've got. And you know, the media made fun of it in my custody battle and said, Jones says he only smokes it once a year. Yeah, right. Anybody that knows me knows that, hey, Alex, want to try some of this marijuana? I'm no. I don't like it. Because it has the opposite effect of making me feel docile and relaxed. It makes me paranoid. I don't have fear until I smoke marijuana. I then suddenly start getting scared. I feel my breath, feel my heart beating. I don't like it. Now, sometimes I smoke and it's not as bad. But the point is that it varies person to person. Some type A people might really help them. Some people that aren't very well motivated, it'll ruin your life. But read this article. Everyone knows cannabis is a big business, and the prospect of economic growth and opportunity, of course, is one of the most pervasive arguments of the case for legalization. From seed to smoke, the cannabis industry stretches across multiple sectors of the economy. But who could have guessed that weed attracted the attention of the agriculture industry as a means to increase profit margins? And what do they say? We're gonna tranquilize animals to put them in horrible conditions. Well, that's why they're coming out with chickens that have no brains now, no upper brains. So they won't kill themselves with their beaks. Fish farm weed will help fish chill out. It goes into how they kill themselves, how they're in total filth, how it's a nightmare scenario. And they go, oh, it doesn't matter. Let's just not make the pens bigger or happier. And we demand an economy that scales up. Because the more quality you demand, the better you get as well. No, let's just drug them with weaponized marijuana. Well, that's what's being done to you. And it goes into their horrible conditions. It goes into it. And that's the whole plan. That's what the fluoride's about. It hits your sterilization as well. And it's all admitted. It's all admitted. That's why they're pushing weaponized weed. Okay? So we need to be balanced about it and admit the bad side of this.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckenridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon,
and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's Alfie's results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
InfoWars comes to mind.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
But there's a lot of controversy around this network about Alex Jones.
Google is being accused of hiding negative stories about Hillary and her campaign by changing its algorithm to bury stories like the Clinton body count story. That's according to website InfoWars.
This probably gets confirmed there are at least two shooters with a fully automatic weapon.
Dr. Martin Luther King has been shot to death in Memphis, Tennessee.
JFK was shot from the back and the front.
It was almost as if there were a planned implosion. It's just pancakes.
It took the baby out of incubator.
I think this is a national security imperative. We have clear things that we do not understand how they work, operating in areas that we can't control.
UFOs. Is this global governance at last? Is it one world? The central bank has been charged.
Israel claims the attack was accidental. Some former U.S. naval officers say it was on purpose. They describe the day's action as part of a continuing cover-up.
Russian intelligence compiled a dossier on Mr. Trump during visits to Moscow.
Russian, stop!
Denied everything. He called it all fake news.
And he accused CNN of being fake news.
This is a national emergency.
If they kill Trump or remove Trump, it will cause a massive civil war in this country.
This is a FEMA high-level alert.
We are at war with Russia.
Are you aware that Mr. Stone also stated publicly that he was in direct communication with Julian Assange and WikiLeaks?
The White House and the President are citing InfoWars.
They can shut us down. You're next.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
And ladies and gentlemen, we are solving history. We're exposing the globalist plan, and we're defeating it. There's no way you can set up this big, giant, private, corporate world government and then get away with it if there's opposition. But they arrogantly built it, acted like that by the time they got it in place, they'd have such a brainwashed TV head, internet, video game head population that they would be able to roll forward with TPP, all the rest of this stuff where they transfer all of our sovereignty out of the country, just like they did with the EU. Most countries never even voted to enter it. They just voted on trade deals that then politicians later changed in committee to take over. And Brexit's going to be a long process. Defeating the globalists is going to be a long process. But when you've got the nation state and the institutions that aren't perfect, but in the West, pretty darn good compared to globalism, and you've got the globalist corporations transferring our power to shadowy multinational groups that are tax exempt, I've had the CIA high level. I've had the FBI ask me. I've had top media. I've had a lot of people say, Jones, how did you engineer the main populist operation to trigger the chain reaction to bring down globalism? And I always explain, A, I didn't do that. There were people fighting it beforehand. I picked up on what they were doing, and I understood that it's going to look like it's invincible until it starts imploding. And then the minute it starts imploding, it's going to go quickly because it is the most top-heavy, delusional thing. How are you going to set up a private corporate world government where you're tax-exempt and you are above the law and you have diplomatic immunity? And then you come into the nation state and teach people that they can't have prosperity and teach them a modern environmental movement to hate yourself when the globalists are exempt. Well, their only hope is to have cultural, religious division. And that's what they, I mean, I watched Oprah Winfrey's speech, the Golden Globes, and it was stunningly evil. The race baiting, the playing women off against men, just the fake acting was incredible. And I just thought to myself, there's no way this witch will ever be president. Because we know who she is. She's so arrogant that she's involved in the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation that specifically targets black people for depopulation. And she'll argue, well, they live in squalor. Well, then let them have industrialization then. You just can't sit back and bring in economic control and make women get sterilized so they get a little bit of money. And Oprah Winfrey, or tell us you're a white supremacist, lady. I get the problems in Africa. I don't want to bring a bunch of military-aged men out of North Africa to come into Europe, 10 million of them, and rape and kill everybody, and have leftists cover it up, because that's your plan. Use them to bring us down while you're bringing them down. I don't like any of it. You think I like tens of millions of Mexicans coming in, getting brainwashed to be racist, and have chips on their shoulders, and think I'm evil because I'm a gringo, blah, blah, blah? Doesn't matter, because most of them aren't getting brainwashed. But that's your plan. But it doesn't mean that I didn't sit there and go, well, yes, Mexicans, take your Gardasil shot, drink your fluoride, because I've got a soul. I can't look at some baby, whether it's got black skin or brown skin or pink skin, and think, well, because that person's a certain color and because that group's been brainwashed to hate me, I better organize around taking them out. And that's what the globalists have done. They force you all into your race group so they can manage all the groups. And they write textbooks on this. The British had a few thousand troops, took control of India. that I forget the numbers, but it's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times the population. You know, tens of millions of people at that time, and the British took over with a couple thousand people, playing groups off against each other. And now it's being done on a mass scale, and Oprah Winfrey and all these dirtbags know exactly what they're doing. But I have to counter their racism, saying, you're a racist pig, but not because you're black. You may get some dumb racist person who's white or black to hate somebody because they're told all this stuff. And racist whites may do something to you, so you hate whites, all whites. Or racist black does something, so you hate all blacks. That's called being manipulated. But remember, Oprah Winfrey is an elitist pig who wants to be at the very top of the global pyramid for her own ego. And so she's the only black person ever let in to the Cold Springs Harbor Eugenics Human Genome Program. The Human Genome Program, IBM runs it? IBM ran it back when it was the race mixing study facility that literally created the system for Hitler. Do you understand? What I'm telling you is 100% New York Times best-selling books by Black and others. It is 100% fact that Bill Gates and Melinda Gates and Warren Buffett and Oprah Winfrey took over the eugenics operation of John D. Rockefeller, the great-great-granddaddy, right through David, who died after his sixth heart transplant last year. And that this woman has been handed the literal baton that Hitler was just an author of. Because this eugenics operation was so evil, it even set Germany up. And British and U.S. intelligence told Hitler he was going to be given all of Europe and the European Union. The king of England was going to become the head of the European Union monarchy. He was German. Look it up. That's why he advocated, not because he had an American wife. And then the globalists set up Germany and brought it down. Just like they set up the Russians at the end of World War I, and it's the same thing. And now they were going to set up America and bring us down and have China be the new heart of the power. And Donald Trump and Alex Jones and Matt Drudge and you said, no, no, no. We want a world based on free market, being honest, being good, being straight dealers, straight shooters. And guess what? That's why they're scared. And that's why it makes me so mad to know Oprah Winfrey is part of the most elitist, evil organization on earth. And she wants to run her mouth about racism. She makes me literally boil. Disgusting. Now, I need to be funded. This operation needs to be funded, and you need the products we've got. Free shipping ends today. It's got to end because we're selling out of Super Blue, the high-quality colloidal silver, and iodine-fortified fluoride-free toothpaste. We've got the Brain Force Plus. That's about to sell out, our best-selling nootropic. If you want to stock up on it or have never tried it, you really should get it. Infowarsstore.com. There are other nootropics for $60, $70, $80 that have the same ingredients. At the same dosages, so it's usually a good deal at $39. At $19.95, it's almost a loss leader for us. Read the thousands of reviews, 92% reviews total out of 5,800 plus. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. But whether it's the real red pill, or whether it's Survival Shield, or whether it's Secret 12 now back in stock, or whether it's Super Male Vitality, or whether it's Alpha Power, it's all there, 50% off or more. But it's got to end. DNA Force is selling out. Myco ZX already sold out. The colloidal silver already had to get rid of that at 67% off because it sold out at the regular price. Please commit to fund the operation. You are victory.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.